Been Ben Miller and Yaakov Motzen with Haneros Halalu, starting us off on show number 224 for November 18th, 2013. And we're just a week away or so, a week and a half away from Hanukkah. Wow. Well, next week we'll have more appropriate Hanukkah music, but this was just to get you started. A lot happening. First, I'd like to just mention that this past week there was a very appropriate tribute to Charlotte Wall, who passed away. She was an indefatigable volunteer for Americans for Safe Israel, and it was a pleasure to see Paul Schneck and Shai Adir and all the other activists, not just from AFSCME, but from outside of AFSCME, honoring her memory. So that was something very, very beautiful. A lot of things coming up, of course, the Sderot dinner and Bethel dinner and all that. But I do want to remind you that on December 7th at the Lincoln Square Synagogue, there will be a concert featuring Yanky Lemmer and Nathaniel Herstick. Yes, you will be receiving my cantorial calendar with all the details about that. And then the following week on the 14th, will be a concert at Park East Synagogue with Helfgott and Neil Shikoff. I'll be playing his father, who Sidney Shikoff, in a minute or two. His father was a wonderful chazan, and Neil, many of you are aware, is an outstanding tenor with the Metropolitan Opera, although he's been in Europe for many years. And that should be a very, very interesting concert. I encourage you to consider going to that. They always sell out. And I think the Lincoln Square Synagogue concert definitely is going to be a sellout. I just want to give you a heads up. There's something tentatively happening on December 24th that is going to be a post-Hanukkah gathering. Just put the date down. You know, the 25th is for our non-Jewish friends Christmas, but this is the night before, and details to follow, but you just give you a heads up on that. Okay. Sidney Shikoff. I don't have much information about him. I do know that he was at the Stone Avenue Synagogue in Brooklyn, and he was also chief cantor at the Concord Hotel, a position he held for six consecutive years. This was a bio when he was in his 30s. It said he has appeared with such famous stars as Tucker, Richard Tucker, and Robert Merrill. And for those of you who are not familiar with Sidney Shikoff, let me introduce him to you, and I'll be playing more of his recordings in the future. This is cantor Sidney Shikoff, the father of Neil Shikoff, and this is Ahavas Olam. Ahavas Olam.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu.
Okay, you're the wrong cut. Let's go to Ahavas Olam. Here we go.
Oh!
Cantor Sidney Shikoff, the father of Neil Shikoff, who will be joining Shamir Helfgott on December 14th. We'll hear more from Shikoff after the holiday, in a couple of weeks or so. And let's hear one more selection. You know, as I was listening to him, it almost reminded me a little bit of Label of Waldman, just for a second there. Wonderful, wonderful Chazan. Cantor Sidney Shikoff, let's hear Seem Shalom.
Baruch Enu Avinu Kulanu Kiyecho.
Sidney Shikoff with Seem Shalom. I received an email from a friend of mine, Levi Kanis, who informed me that Tzvi Weiss will be davening in Montreal for Shabbos Shira on the 11th of January. That's next year, yes. And he is available. Tzvi Weiss is available if anyone will be planning a Shabbaton or a concert in January. I'm planning on doing some kumzitzes, more about that in January. But let's hear Tzvi Weiss with Kehilat HaKodesh. And for those of you not familiar with him, he's one of the finer of the young cantors in Israel, and I would say perhaps in the world. Kehilas HaKodesh, Tzvi Weiss.
Rachamim shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uivkoid berachamim uivkoid berachamim machasidim vayeshorim yahatemimim kehilu isakoide Shemosru nafshom Kehilo isakoydesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Al kedushas Bechayeyem uvemois omeloch niferodu Bechayeyem uvemois omeloch niferodu Bechayeyem uvemois uvemois omeloch Boye ni ferro du Ishori me kalumiaru yo izgoveru Lasu isretsuin koinon vechifetz tzuru Mine shori me kalumiaru yo izgoveru Lasu isretsuin koinon Lasu isretsuin koinon
Beautiful. That's a Tzvi Weiss with Kehilat HaKodesh. One more selection of Tzvi. This will be Ma Tovu. Ma Tovu. And again, he will be in Montreal on Shabbos Shira, which is the 11th of January. And for those of you who might be interested in having him at a Shabbaton in your shul or at a concert. He will be in the New York available in the New York metropolitan area. So you can contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. You know that by now, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll help you make a contact. Let's hear Tzvi Weiss with Ma Tovu. Tzvi Weiss with Ma Tovu. Well, I was mentioning fine young cantors, and of course, I just have to tell you, this past Shabbos, I was at Lincoln Square Synagogue, and to hear my dear friend Yankee Lemmer, and he's just it's beautiful. And the week before, Zevi Muller. How fortunate to be in an area where we have so many fine cantors, Chaim David Burson at the Jewish Center, and it's really something rather unique and just a great pleasure. Well, last week I played Marcel Lang, and I received an email from one of my listeners from Zurich. And Fernand told me that he was a good friend of Marcel in Basel. And I don't know if Basel's in near Zurich. I really should have the map out. And Fernand, we have to do a cantor, what do they call it? Where I interview you and, GCL, guest cantor. Lover, guest Chazonist lover, yes, I have your phone number, and we're going to arrange that. But in the meantime, the album I have is from 20 years ago, 1993, and I'm going to play another selection from this album, the same album from Marcel Lang, and it was Bernhard San, I guess it's S-A-N, San, who at the time was the chief cantor of the Jewish community of Zurich. For many years. I tried to find out some information about Marcel, about Bernhard, but couldn't come up with anything on Google. But Fernand will help me, I'm sure. Okay, let's hear Bernhard San from Zurich, and this is Ritze.
Thank you. amahazir shekhinato
Bernhard San, who at the time of this recording in 1993 was the chief cantor of the Jewish community in Zurich, we'll hear now a duet between with Marcel Lang and Bernhard San. This is V'af Hu, the Rosenblatt composition, and let's hear the two of them in this duet. So that was the Bernhard San and Marcel Lang. It was sort of a laid-back va'afu, wouldn't you say? Okay, now, you know, I was in Israel a few weeks ago, and prior to partaking in this wonderful chizuk tour, I spent 5 days soaking up Yerushalayim, and during that time, I had the opportunity to meet a lot of interesting people. You heard about L.A. Beer and the Hatzalah of Israel, and my interview with Simon Cohen. I had the opportunity to have another interesting interview, which I want to share with you. This is with Gila Flom, who heads the sound archives for the State of Israel. And those of you who have been following my hobby, my career, you know that I donated my collection to the American Society for Jewish Music with the plan of having all of these recordings digitized. Well, I'm so pleased that as part of this, we'll be collaborating with the Sound Archive for the State of Israel with Gila Flom. Now, you'll be hearing more about her, I'm sure, in the future as this progresses, but I'd like to share this interview that I did with her while I was in Yerushalayim just a few weeks ago. I'm in Jerusalem at the National Library of Israel, and I'm with Dr. Gila Flom, who is the head of the Music and Sound Archives Collection and Reading Room for the country of Israel. We go back quite a few years, and it's very good to be with you.
Thank you. It's nice to see you here.
Gila, just a little background. First of all, where are you from?
I was born in Haifa, in Israel. My parents came from Poland. And I grew up in Haifa, studied their piano. And then I moved to Jerusalem to the Music Academy, and then moved to the Hebrew University, where I got my two first degrees in musicology. And later I went to UCLA, where I got my PhD in music.
Okay, you know, I had seen the dissertation that you wrote, was it Vilna?
No, I wrote my dissertation about songs of the Lodz Ghetto.
Of Lodz Ghetto, yes. And that was for, at what university?
UCLA.
Uh-huh.
University of California, Los Angeles.
Okay. And how long have you been involved here at, we're presently at the Safra campus in Givat Ram of Hebrew University. How long have you been involved with this?
I came back after 10 years being in America. I worked before at the Sound Archive of the Holocaust Museum, the Washington Holocaust Memorial Museum. And I came back, and within a year or so, I got to be the director of this department, which had another director who left Israel for personal reasons. So I've been here about 20 years.
Wow. What is the goal of the Sound Archives?
The Sound Archive was established by Professor Israel Adler in 1964. We are going to celebrate now 50 years. To collect the musical memory of the Jewish people. He found that there was a lot of music, especially musical traditions, that were never put down in print or musical notations, and it's in the heads of people of various communities. And first in the 60s, we were very much involved in documenting and collecting actively, going to people's homes, coming to ceremonies, recording in our studios. So the Sound Archive was really very active, producing itself the material. In addition, we have collections of music, notes, books, and I emphasize the Sound Archive and personal archives of cantors, composers, music, Israeli music institutions.
From throughout the world, it's not just limited to Israel.
The personal archives we have of people from around the world and also of institutions, yes.
Okay.
And I see that I'm in your area of your department now. Everything is computerized. Can you tell my audience a little bit about the goals of the archive in terms of the computerization?
We had a project of preservation and provision of access of the National Sound Archive. We began that in 2008, and we finished digitizing about 32,000 hours of recorded sound. And we computerized our catalog already in the 80s. But we really sort of improved it to be more detailed and more specific to music. And now we are at the challenge to combine the access from the bibliography record to the sound. And we would like also to add scanning of music sheets, texts. And this is our next project, is to make like units of sound and text of cantorial pieces, of Israeli folk songs, Jewish songs, mm-hmm. etc.
So anything that's ever been recorded is something that is fair game for your collection in terms of Jewish music.
In addition to what we recorded, I mean, we have commercial records,
mm-hmm.
And we also would like to have cooperations with other collections of institutions in America, in South America, in the world. And also we get collectors, I mean, from different places donate to us their collections.
Well, I'm proud that my collection will be in collaboration with your fine collection, because we share equal goals, which is to make sure that this music is accessible to the world, to those who are interested.
What we emphasize the cataloging, because we think that the cataloging is the key to access the files, the digital files.
Right.
And we have the knowledge. We have a very good young staff that has, what I say, they catalog with their ears. They listen to what they catalog. And they know enough Judaism and enough English and enough Hebrew and enough other Jewish languages. So we want the catalog to be the tool that will help us and help other archives also to access their collections.
Yes, ultimately, this should be the central source for it all. I mean, it belongs, it really does belong in the State of Israel, if we're talking about the Jewish music, to say the least. You are digitizing the recordings now. If somebody wanted to hear them, say somebody in the United States, with sitting at a computer, would they be able to access any of this?
The goal is to put all these 32,000 hours online. This is our goal. You don't see it yet because we have some technical problems with the servers and hardware, software, and copyrights. So we are trying to release copyrights for everything,
mm-hmm.
and to solve these technical problems and have everything accessible online throughout the world.
You know, I understand that the CDs will be outmoded soon, just as the 33s and the 78s and the tapes. But for me, as a collector, I always like to hold the record and the record jacket in my hands, and there's something about being able to touch it and feel it. And I'm just trying to think in the future, for those who are involved with Jewish music, they're just going to be on the computer, and the computer is just, it's overwhelming. I like the sense, I like to be able to touch it, just like books. I like to have the book in my hand, even though books on the CD, on the computer are the thing of the future.
I mean, there is a price you pay for being able to access it throughout the world. We scan the jackets, we take pictures of the jackets, we scan the labels.
Mm-hmm.
We put, if there are notes or something, we scan it and attach it to the sound file. Some of the material is very beautiful, like you say, records, record jackets, but I don't see any beauty in reel-to-reel magnetic tape with a box that went through dusty shelves or, I don't know, dirty places. But that's the world today. And we give seminars to young people, and I think nowadays you talk about a record, 90% of the young people haven't seen a record or a reel-to-reel tape.
Yes.
Or a cassette tape.
Sure.
I mean, and I think within the time also CDs will be out.
Yes, we hear that.
It's a different generation, and I don't think they miss it. I mean, they want it quick and accurate.
Right.
And this is the challenge. It's not to show them nostalgic material type. It's to show them the real content. And I think that the end product of music is music. And I think I myself, I'm not a collector, so I don't care about all this issues. And I think the thing that will be very satisfying for me is to see how young people will use this music, either mm-hmm. to create new music or to perform it again, to bring it to life, to bring it back to the ears.
Right.
I would like it to be back into the ears, either electronic but also acoustics. And all the graphic sides, I think that music is to begin with an abstract language. So all these graphics, pictures, I mean, I don't get excited if I see a picture of Yossele Rosenblatt, to be honest with you. But if I hear his voice, I do get excited. So there is a price you have to pay.
Gotcha. Well, certainly, as things develop, I will share with my audience how they can access this, because I'm constantly asked, how, what, when we'll be able to hear these things. And it's a process.
You can already hear a lot of things on our website.
Why don't you tell the audience, it's
www.nli.org.il. And then you have search. When you put in search, you can put, if you have Hebrew, of course, it's better. If not, you can put Rosenblatt, you can put Pinchik, or you can put any names and get the files. And if you say click to listen, then you can listen to a lot of stuff already.
Okay, so that's NLI for National Library of Israel, nli.org.il.
Right.
And then go to search.
Right.
Okay, so my listeners, you have a jump on everyone else. I'm sure that many of you will be spending quite a few hours on this right away. Well, Gila, I wish you great success in your venture and your goals, because I share so many of your desires with the Jewish music, and I'm looking forward to seeing the fruits of your wonderful labor.
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts that you'd like to say to my audience?
Yes, if you do get to our collection and search and listen, I would like to hear from you. And we would really like to get even comments of our mistakes or bad quality or good quality. I mean, that's the goal is really to share it with the community and hear from them back. I mean, we don't do it just out in the air. We want to know that there are people who really react, and even if these are comments that we have to improve ourselves, we would like to hear that.
Okay, so you all know how to reach me, and I will give you all the information how to reach Gila I can tell you right now, if you're interested, it's Gila, G-I-L-A, dot Flam, F-L-A-M, and it's a repeat of nli.org.il, NLI for the National Library of Israel, and for Gila Flam. Gila, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.
Okay, so that gives you a little insight as to where I hope to be going with my collection, working together, collaborating with Gila Flam and the National Archives of Israel. I remind you that you can go to www.nli.org.il, NLI, National Library of Israel, .org.il, and you go to search and have fun. Okay, let's close with one more selection for Hanukkah, and this will be a little different. It's Pierre Pinchik with Ma'oz Tzur. Pierre Pinchik, a little different.
Oh,
Okay, that was Pierre Pinchuk, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. And if you're still listening, I remind you that if you want to receive my newsletter, it's the Cantorial Calendar, you notice on the homepage of the website, you're obviously on my website, there's a box. And just enter your email address and you'll be on the list. Thank you so much for joining with me, and shalom.